Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of TBD Adult. I'm your host, Sarah Moore, and today I am joined by the host of the Chapter 20-something podcast, Kylie McDonald.
Hello, guys. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I'm so excited that you're joining me this week.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So this week, we are going to be talking about the realities of social media. But before we jump into that, I wanted to go ahead and give the listeners just a little bit about yourself. So go ahead and share whatever you would like to.
Oh my goodness. Well, hi, Sarah. I am okay. Kylie. I am from New York, and I am a TV host, and I recently started my podcast, Chapter 20-something. We talk to different people every week who are in their own unique career path. They're going after what they want, making a livelihood based out of what they love in life. And we get to hear their stories and celebrate them and learn from them. Other than that, I went to school for acting and broadcasting. I love to hike. I love to travel. Unfortunately, can't really do that right now. Right. And I love to sing too. And just living life right now in upstate New York. And it's a good time. Can't complain.
I love that. It's so funny that you said that you went to school for broadcasting. That's originally what I had thought I was going to go into school for. And then I was kind of like, maybe I'll change it up. So I ended up going in for communication. But I feel like our paths are sort of similar.
Yeah. I think a degree in communications is very beneficial. And it's like, you know, you can kind of take it and then create your own avenue with it, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's exactly why I went into it. Because I was kind of hoping for something that would give me like a broad spectrum of ideas. That way I wasn't like forced into one path, and then I could kind of figure out my life as I went. But yeah.
Smart move. I love it.
Thank you. So jumping into the topic for this week, let's start with the first question. So how many accounts do you use currently for social media, and which platforms are they?
Okay. How many accounts? Let's see. Probably like 6 or 7. I have everything, I think. I have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, all of them. I think that's all of them. I don't know. I feel like there's a new platform to join like every month or so. But, you know, I try to stay in the loop on what the cool new trends are.
Yeah, same here. I feel like, so I have Instagram. I used to have Twitter. And then in the last year, I decided to delete it just because I felt like I had so much social media and I felt like I could be contact and literally every single way. And I was like, there's just too many avenues right now. I need to get rid of one. And that was the one that I used the least. And then Facebook I have, but I don't really use.
I know. I feel like everyone just has a Facebook just because it's like the OG platform for us.
Literally. And the funniest part is Facebook was not my first social media.
What was it?
Mine was Instagram.
Oh, okay. Well, how old are you? I forget. How old are you?
I'm 21, so.
Okay, you're a little bit younger than me. I'm 26. So I feel like when I was in high school, like Facebook was all the rage. Like people were going on Facebook to talk about like Jersey Shore or whatever show was happening. Like that's where people were really communicating. I'm dating myself right now. I didn't have a MySpace. I think my parents like didn't let me have a MySpace. And then when Facebook came around, I don't know, they changed their mind, I guess.
Okay, see, that's how my parents were with Facebook, because when I was in middle school, Facebook was like the big thing to have. And like Instagram was new. And I think because it was new, my parents were like, they didn't know as much about it. So like they let me have Instagram, but I wasn't allowed to have Facebook in middle school. Did I have an account at one point? Yes, I did. Sorry about that. But yeah, and I also have Snapchat and TikTok. TikTok's currently been my obsession, and I definitely watch hours of it before I go to bed every night.
Oh, same. I say it's like the only app that makes me happy. Like everything else, I kind of go on and it makes me sad, but TikTok, I'm just like laughing every time I look at it.
Right. There's always something new to look at as well. Like, because your For You page is constantly changing, and like But it's so funny when your For You page links up with your friends and you go to send them videos and they're like, oh, I've already seen that.
I know. Yeah, but you're right about that. And I think it's because it's not just people you follow. It's, you know, people from all over the world. And I think that's one thing I really like about it, because I'm not constantly comparing myself to people like in my life. It's like, oh, this person's funny. Like, good for them.
Yeah, same. I love it. Okay, so for our generation, I feel like a majority of like our developing years were obviously consumed by the use of social media. I mean, just what we were saying, like we had like different kinds of accounts early on. And I know that a lot of my friends, like growing up, they had the Instagrams and Facebooks, like I was saying. And so how do you think this has impacted us like now and even back then?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole world has been impacted, obviously, by social media. And, you know, especially our generation is probably the first one to see this impact, because while we were developing our adult selves, we were constantly seeing and being impacted by what everybody else was doing around us and how they were feeling and how we stack up in comparison. And that's kind of how our views of the world were shaped, by having everybody around us in the back of our minds and on our screens. So it's kind of scary, I think, because all these different people aren't in our lives every day. So I don't think we need to be thinking of them all the time. And I think now, like, I'm scared for the kids who are in middle school now and who are, you know, in high school. And, you know, their whole world is based on, you know, social media and the amount of likes you get and how cute the selfie is. And it's so dangerous, because it's such a world of competition and comparisons. And there's good to it too, but right. I don't think we should all be shaped by those thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like when social media first started, and I'm going to refer to Instagram when I'm talking about this, since that was the first one I had, but
yeah.
Instagram, I felt like when we first started, it was taking pictures of like whatever you were doing with your friends. It didn't have to be aesthetically pleasing. It didn't have to look a specific way. And it was kind of just like sharing little moments and things that were going on. Half the time, most of the pictures were completely embarrassing, reasons why they're not still on my Instagram.
Yeah.
But like, I felt like at the beginning when it was really new, it was like connecting with other people and sharing things. And as like it's progressed and social media gained like all this momentum, and people have now made literal careers off of social media, which is amazing. I mean, that's so cool that we now have this thing that you can just share aspects of your life and literally turn your livelihood into a career path. I mean,
absolutely.
That's unheard of. Like, that's something completely new. And obviously, that's one of the benefits of it. But at the same time, because it has now changed into this business and looking a specific way and wanting to fit this image, it's now prompted us that everything that we share with the world is like what a pristine image of ourselves has to look like. And like you said, I think it really creates this whole idea of comparison with other people all the time. And again, like you were saying, those people that we're comparing ourselves to aren't even in our lives majority of the time. And we're still looking at them, still thinking about them, and going back and being like, well, they went to Hawaii last year. And, you know, I didn't have the money to go to Hawaii that last year. So, you know, maybe I'm not doing as well as them. Or like, that person lost a bunch of weight and now are posting all these amazing photos of themselves. And now I really wish I could do that. And it's just all these things that we're constantly looking at, and things that we probably wouldn't look at and compare in everyday life because we wouldn't know it, for example, if we were just passing the person on the street. But because of social media, like highlighting that this is the highlights of my life, we now look at those things and think that's the greatest points of their life, and our greatest points are not as good as theirs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing I've realized recently is that Instagram especially, but all social media, yes, it has this power to kind of boost you into this fame or this notoriety, but it doesn't hold the power to really give you a career or a livelihood. Like, yes, you can get sponsorships from it and things mm-hmm. can happen, but it's like the work that you're doing outside of social media, like in your actual life, whether it's school or a career, or even just, you know, being able to go out and do what you love to do. That's what matters. And yes, you could share those moments and get recognized for them online, but if you're not doing the actual work in your real life, nothing is going to come from that. Sure, you could keep posting pictures, but if you're not doing the actual work, nothing is going to progress in your life. So I think that's really important to remember, because yes, you could see people, you know, online, like sharing their good moments and they're getting all this attention for it, but it's like, it's not, that is not what matters. It's the work that you're doing outside.
Oh yeah, totally. I completely agree with that. So like, as we were saying, Instagram is this highlight reel of our life. So even though we know this, do you find yourself still comparing yourself to other people on social media?
Yeah, honestly, I do. And it's something that I've really been struggling with, and I'm actively working to try to just change that mindset, because it's like we all know it's not actual life. Like, we all know that, but we still just go into this mindset where it's like, oh, I'm not doing that, I'm not doing that. I feel that especially right now in my career, because I do work in the public eye, mm-hmm. and a lot of people in my field do that too. So I think, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of attention that is kind of necessary in my career field. But at the same time, you can't be constantly wanting to please people in life. Like, that's just not healthy. It's not a good way to live. So I'm trying to like rework my brain to be like, you need to be happy with yourself and not worry about what other people are doing in their lives. Because it's like, if you could be happy just by yourself, just in your little room and not need anything else, like, that is what matters. What about you?
So for myself, I know I compare on social media. I think my biggest thing that I compare to is like body image. Mm-hmm. So I've talked about this before on some of my other episodes. So I used to do pageants. So
Oh wait,
really? That's so cool. Yeah. Again, we're like very similar, clearly.
Yeah.
So I used to do pageants, and like when I was doing them, I was in high school. So my body was a 15 and 16 year old girl who was still developing, clearly, mm-hmm. along with I was exercising twice a day, eating very strict diets. Like, it was just a whole different realm. And so I think I have this issue that in my head, that because I don't have the same body that I did at 15 and 16 years old, that means I need to look at other people who still have that body type right now. For instance, I don't know if you saw the pictures from Kendall Jenner's Valentine's Day shoot that was like all over social media yesterday.
Kylie or Kendall?
Kendall.
Wait, which one?
Kendall Jenner.
Oh, was Kendall? I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah. So it was a bunch of like bikini shoot photos, and like a bunch of people were sharing them on their stories.
Yeah.
And then on TikTok, when I was on there, a bunch of people were talking about how, for instance, her bathing suit bottoms are just extremely low. And they're like, how are they covering anything?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Like, I don't know how that's possible.
I don't know. Like, and people are like, she's shaped like Barbie.
Yeah.
Literally. So I think a lot of times, like, I'll get in these, like, funks where I see photos of, like, supermodels who literally their livelihood is to look this specific way, and who they also have like personal trainers and personal cooks and all these other benefits that I know that I don't have. So in reality, like, I know that I should not be comparing myself to them, because one, genetics, my body also is not going to be built like that. And two, I don't have those advantages that they have. And so I have to remind myself that it's like, you are a normal 21-year-old adult who cooks her dinners by herself and exercises when she can and when she wants to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a lot of going back and realizing, like, what your life is and what it actually pertains to, and then trying not to think of how others have, like, you know, different lives. So.
Oh, yeah. And I'll take it a step further. Like, of course, yes, we compare ourselves to supermodels and stuff. But I've done this in the past where, like, I don't know, I've dated a guy and then we break up and then he gets a new girlfriend and I'll like go on her Instagram and I'm immediately comparing myself to her and thinking about like what she has that I don't have. And then it sends you down into the spiral because you're like, this is just another girl like in my town. Like, and then you feel terrible about it. But it's like, no, like it all goes back to that self-care. You have to love yourself. You have to focus on the things about you that make you great because that's what matters. Like, that's how you're going to progress in life is by loving yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when you, like, I talked about this on my last episode, but when you aren't filling your own cup, like, how are you supposed to be able to spill out and give to others? So when your cup's empty and you're not giving that kind of self-love, like, how do you think that you're going to feel, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
So do you have any advice when it comes to stopping yourself from comparing, like, you to anybody else on social media?
Yeah. I mean, it's easier said than done, but I think the first thing is to be aware of it. Be aware that when you're doing it, when you're going down a rabbit hole of someone's profile, like, just stop yourself. Be like, what is this going to do to better myself? And the answer is probably nothing. So just be aware of that. Something that I try to do is if I find myself talking negatively about myself, I try to stop it right there and then just say, okay, what are five things that I love about myself? And try to, you know, just say it in your head or write them down on your phone, wherever you are, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Just do that because, you know, it's all about that self-talk. And that's something that I'm really working on right now is just to be kinder to myself. It's so necessary. So, you know, I think that is an important thing, just being aware. Another thing I think is just not going on as much and try to just be present in the moment. You know, I really try. Yeah. You know, if I'm with a group of people or, you know, with my friends, like I have roommates that I see every day. And of course, it's easy to just, you know, sit and like be on our phones when we're bored. But I'm like, no, I just want to put my phone down. And even if I'm sitting in silence for a few minutes, like just let that be that. And let me try to be present in this moment instead of worrying about this online world that truly does not matter. So just trying to be present and I'm not always the best at it, but working on it for sure.
Yeah, I love that. So that was actually one of my resolutions for this year was I was trying to like be more present in my everyday life and like for instance, think of how I feel in the moment or actually pay attention to what I'm actively doing and stuff. So I really love that you said that. I think focusing on your own life definitely and like what makes you happy definitely will in a sense fill that cup like I was saying. And one of the things that I do is like I don't know if this is necessarily healthy, but I honestly prefer to not follow people who I like don't feel like I align with or like look like them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like body-wise, body image-wise, just because like I try to limit that amount of comparison that I'm seeing to begin with. So a couple episodes ago, I actually had a fitness influencer on my podcast. And one of the things that she focuses on is healthy body image and portraying like what your body truly does look like. And she's one of my favorite people. Her name's Sam. Her Instagram is the Sam Plan. And anyway, she's one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram because she really does show like what a real body looks like. And because of that, like I feel like I prefer to follow people who show like a more realistic expectation. And so I like to follow people that make me feel good. So I try to limit like people that I would be comparing myself to in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's so interesting because I think that everybody wants that more realistic image or realistic online world, but we're all kind of afraid to do it ourselves. Yeah. So, I mean, I've been better than I was before. So I think I'm just trying to continue down that path and just be more myself, my real like weird, funny self online and try, you know, I mean, sometimes I'll edit my pictures a little bit if like I have a pimple or I think I look a little bigger there. Like, you know, we all, I think, I don't know, I do it sometimes, but trying not to do that.
It's so common. Yeah. Like, I think that's another thing. It's like society prompts us to feel like, again, we have to look a specific way. And so because of that, then we end up tweaking and modifying pictures because of it, you know?
Oh, totally. Another thing I will also say is if you don't want to like unfollow somebody in your life and you know it's going to create drama, just mute them. Oh, yeah. It's like the best feature on Instagram, just muting people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually really smart. And I totally forgot Instagram had that feature.
Yeah, it just is so, so much less dramatic and keeps those people out of your feed.
Yeah, which is very true. And like I was saying, like, honestly, I was just thinking about who I follow, like, celebrity-wise, and I was like, I really don't follow that many celebrities to begin with, but it's, like, people that I follow post things on their stories of, like, their photos that they've posted, so, like, they share the celebrity's photos, and then it draws me to, like, oh, I'll go click on it, and then I go stalk a celebrity for, like, 30 minutes on Instagram, and I'm like, what am I doing? You don't even follow the person.
Seriously.
Yeah. Okay. So in a sense, like we were saying, put out this image that's what we want to be looked at as like perfection in our eyes or whatever it is. So I wanted to do what the like TikTok trend is, where you pick like photos from your Instagram feed and actually give the backstory of what was really happening that day or like during that time in your life. And it's things that you wouldn't see from looking at the picture. So I wanted to do that so that in a sense we could humanize ourselves from our Instagram feed.
Honestly, that's such a cool trend. I didn't know that that actually was a TikTok trend, but I'm going to look that up. Yeah, so let's see. Okay, I'm looking at my Instagram right now. So there's this picture of me and my dog. I'm in like a white sweater, and this was Thanksgiving, and I had to work Thanksgiving night, and I was, like, pretty upset about that, but I was trying to hold it in. Mm-hmm. And so all I wanted that morning, like, obviously this was this past Thanksgiving, so it wasn't, like, my whole family. It was just my immediate family because of, like, quarantine and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just a weird holiday in general. And all I wanted was for my siblings to, like, dress up and, like, take a cute picture, and then we would have like a nice dressed up classy dinner, but it's like in our own home and it's only our family. So it's like, who really cares? They didn't want to do it. And right. I think I was just so overwhelmed with like having to go back to work that night and not seeing all my family for Thanksgiving that I just had this like breakdown. And it came out through this picture. Like I was like, you guys just won't dress up for this picture. And I like had this like crying, like complete breakdown. It was so over dramatic, but I was just so upset. And then, so they wouldn't take a picture with me, but I got this cute picture with my dog, and it ended up being a cute picture. And I look so happy, but I was like so just annoyed and sad that day. But you would never know, but it's a cute pic.
Exactly. So, I have a photo on my Instagram, which is from like early June, mid June. And I'm like standing on this like bridge and there's a bunch of greenery and stuff around me. And, which honestly, I went through a phase on Instagram where a bunch of my photos had greenery. I don't know. So my relationship of 5 years, we had ended it previously to this. So I was literally taking Instagram photos, with my friends as like, in a sense, like a distraction. I was like, okay, you know what? Let's get dressed up. Let's go out and take pictures. I know. And if anybody's laughing as I say that, don't laugh because I know you do it too.
Oh yeah. I'm 100% not laughing at you. We all do it. It's a little revenge pic. You
know? Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like everybody like, okay, at least my friends and I do this where we'll like go out, get dressed up and we're like, okay, let's go take Instagram photos because it's for the gram, you know?
Yes. Yes.
But that's totally what I was doing. Like, I was probably in, like, a really crappy mindset and just not happy. But I was taking photos, in a sense, to literally distract myself. And in the photos, I'm, like, one of the pictures, I look like I'm so happy, like, laughing. Which, at the time, I probably was. I was probably laughing at something one of my friends said. But, it wasn't like that was the current state that I was in. Like, I was probably extremely upset. And here I am taking photos where I look like I'm exuberant and happy, living the best life. Like, no.
I know.
Not reality. But yeah.
It's true. Another thing, like, I haven't really had this personally, but I'll have friends who are like venting to me about their boyfriends and stuff, like, and how much they hate him and they want to break up with him. And then they're posting like the cutest couple pictures on Instagram, and you think they have like a perfect relationship. And I'm like, you honestly just never know what is going on with people.
No, literally not at all. And I don't know. I just feel like there's so much pressure also when it comes to like relationships, and coming up on Valentine's, here we go. It's literally tomorrow. We're about to see all these people posting like, oh, my boyfriend got me this, or I got my boyfriend this, and this is what we're doing for Valentine's, which is awesome if that's what you want to share. But it's also like, I'm sure there's stuff going on behind the scenes that we aren't able to see. And so when we see these pictures on like the internet, we're comparing ourselves, and in reality, like, they could not be as happy as they really like are portraying in the picture. So you really don't know what's going on.
Right. Yeah. With relationships or just anything else, you know, everybody just puts their happiest moments online or their biggest smile. And yes, I'm not saying no one's happy, like, be happy, celebrate those moments, share them, like, own yourself, you know, kill it. But we have to remember when we're looking at other people that that is not their whole story. Everybody's a human. Everyone's going through life and all their ups and downs and insecurities and, you know, whatever. And, you know, no one's perfect out here.
Exactly. So do you want to share one more photo?
Okay, hold on. Let me look real quick.
Okay.
Okay, this one's kind of funny. So this one is like me. It's a picture of me and my brother on like a dock. Mm-hmm. And we were like by the water, and it just looks like we're having like a cool like beach day, whatever. So this was at my uncle's house. He has like a very nice house on the water, I won't lie. But he was not there that day, and he wasn't able to get us the keys to the actual house. So there was not a bathroom around that entire day. So we're literally at this mansion, but we're only on the deck, and we're able to like go in the pool, and like, you know, we're drinking, we're like having a nice time, but there's literally no bathroom. And by the end of the day, we're all dying. And of course, it was like recently, so none of the gas stations around or places had open bathrooms because of coronavirus. I'm like, what is going on? We cannot find a bathroom. So it was just, it was rough, but we made it through. But you would never know from this picture. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So mine's kind of like similar. It's a funny story. So my friends and I had gone on a road trip to take one of my other friends back to school. And we stopped at the sand dunes that are between San Diego and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And first off, we had woken up at like 5 a.m. to start this trip. So by the time we get there, it's like 8 a.m. It was so cool because there was literally no one else around. Like, it seemed surreal, like we were in a whole nother world. But we were like, okay, let's take some like cute Instagram pics, because like we kind of all got ready specifically so that we could.
Oh, and you got us.
Exactly. And plus, we had none of us had ever been here before. So so in the pictures, I'm like laughing and like running around. Two things. One of the reasons I was running around was because I had worn perfume to the sand dunes, and apparently my perfume was attracting bugs that were like flying around in the sand. So I was literally being chased by bugs in the photos.
Oh, which is, my God.
Which is literally why I'm running around.
You just and look then, like you're frolicking.
Yeah, literally. And I'm like running from bugs. But then another thing, I was like, okay, as I'm running, my friends are literally chasing me with the camera so that it looks like they're like coming with me. So it's not like a blurry photo. So I can't even imagine how stupid we looked out there chasing each other with a phone in our hand plus bugs flying around. But anyways, the picture turned out cute.
Oh my God. That's all that matters in the end. It's funny though. It's funny.
Okay. So the last question going into this week's topic is, how do you feel about social media cleanses, and have you ever participated in one?
Yeah, I love them actually. I actually at the beginning of this year, I deleted Instagram from my phone for a little bit. I just, you know, I wasn't really in a good headspace. And I was like, you know, I think this might be the time to do this. And I loved it. I mean, it only lasted for like 2 weeks, but it was still, you know, obviously pretty long from going on it every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I found that I really was just focusing more on my life and the people around me. And, you know, even when I'm talking to my friends, I'm actually catching up with them. And it's not stuff that I knew 2 days ago because they posted it on their stories. So, you know, I was just more in the moment. And ever since then, like, I put it back on my phone, but I turned off my notifications. Oh, and I found that has really helped me go on less. Because, you know, every app will just send you a notification about so-and-so's live. And it's a person that you don't even know you're following. And it's like, what? But then you find yourself on the app again. Mm-hmm. And then you're just, again, going down the rabbit hole. So I find you turn those notifications off. You're going about your day. When you feel ready, then you just go on. And then, you know, you have your 5 minutes on there. And then you can just turn it off and not think about it. So that is something I really recommend.
Yeah, I really like that. So I did a social media cleanse. I think it was in August or July. And I deleted all of my social media, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, like all the apps completely off my phone for about 2.5 weeks. And then when I went back on, because like while that time was happening, like when I first deleted them, I was kind of like, am I going to be missing everybody's posts? Right. Like, am I going to be so behind? When in reality, like when I like got everything back, I was like, I honestly didn't care. Like I was so happy living in the moment. Like you said, just being more present and being around the people in my life and not even worrying or thinking about what other people were posting on Instagram or anywhere else. Yeah. So yeah, I just really liked it. And it made me like, in a sense, have a more clear mind and like focused on myself again and like refound my priorities, which is obviously extremely important. So yeah, I think social media cleanses are really great. And if you haven't done one, this is for all my listeners, if you haven't done one, you should definitely do it like just once to see how you feel afterwards, because I promise you're going to come out of it with a like better outlook and like a clearer mind, and you're going to feel better overall afterwards.
I agree. Yeah. I think you realize how much it truly doesn't matter. Like, yes, it's a great platform. You could use it to, you know, showcase whatever you're doing in life, but it's not the end of the world. And we all kind of view it as this huge thing, and it doesn't have to be.
Right. And I definitely, like you said, I really like the whole shutting off the notifications. I think I want to say it was a TikTok video, but again, not 100% sure. But someone was talking about how they shut off their notifications for like Snapchat and how like they would go on it like once a day to like respond to people, and then that would be like it, and then they'd shut it off. Because, yeah. And I really like that, because like Snapchat is one of those things too where people are constantly posting on the stories. So like you're always getting new like updates and stuff. And so, yeah, I don't know. I just really like that, like being more present and not having to worry about like, oh, so-and-so's posting this or so-and-so's doing a live. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It doesn't matter. And what matters is what you are doing in your daily life. Exactly. I also wanted to ask you, have you watched The Social Dilemma?
Yes. So I watched it like right when it came out.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. I found that so, so incredibly eye-opening. And it's things that we already knew. But it's like, yeah, like they control it. So we are controlled and we are, you know, wanting to go on these apps all the time. So best to step away for sure.
Like I found it super interesting when they were comparing it to like a gambling addiction and mm-hmm. how it's that constant, like instant gratification that we're getting every single time we're refreshing our page, we're getting something new. And I hadn't even ever thought of it like that, but it made so much sense.
Yeah, that really does.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's also not surprising.
I know. No, nothing was surprising about that documentary, but it was kind of comforting to be like, all right, like this is a confirmation that
it's not just me.
Yeah, it's not just me. And we need to kind of take a step back and realize what we're doing to ourselves and to our society through these apps.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we jump off the podcast?
No, not really, but this was such a great conversation. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about. I think it's super important. And you are awesome. I love chatting with you. Yes. Can't wait to like keep in touch and see what's going on with you. So this is awesome. Thank you so much.
Of course, of course. So that is all we have for this week. As always, if you would like to connect with me or this podcast further, even though we were talking about social media, on my personal Instagram, which is SarahRMoore282, and the official Instagram for this podcast, which is TBDAdult. And if you would like to connect with Kylie, her personal Instagram is official Kylie, KYLIE, McDonald, MCDONALD. And her podcast Instagram, which is Chapter 20-something Pod. All of our accounts will be tagged in the posts on the Instagram page. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week on TBD Adult.